This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's turn now to an area that is only set to grow no matter which way the economy cycles in the coming years, outer space. About a year ago, some of the biggest space players came together to form the Space Workforce 2030 program to bring diversity to the next generation of aerospace workers. Key part of this were companies like Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Boeing pledging to bring on 3,000 paid summer interns from a range of backgrounds through the remainder of this decade.
My name is Hunter Mack. I'll be interning at Aerospace Corporation for the second time. I'm at University of Texas at Austin getting my master's in electrical and computer engineering. Yeah, it was such an empowering experience to see people in very high positions that looked like me, people who were in charge and being leaders that looked like me, and having someone that I could talk to that understands my experience and like what it's like to be, you know, African-American in this space and listen to their stories and learn from them.
Joining us now is Steve Osakowicz, President and CEO of the Aerospace Corporation. It's a nonprofit that does technical analysis for the government and private sector. Good morning.
Thank you, David. Great to be here.
There's some big names attached to this initiative. Your company, I see SpaceX, Lockheed Martin, NASA Jet Propulsion Lab. How's it work? Lots of interns from minority backgrounds? That's the goal?
Yeah, in fact, it's worth giving a little background on it. You know, today is literally the most exciting time to be in the space program. Everything from Webb Telescope, exploring Mars, it couldn't be more exciting. And the challenge that we have is we know that to maintain our ability to be innovative, we've got to have a more diverse workforce. But if we've looked at the many years, we actually haven't made as much progress as we would like. So we decided as an industry, instead of competing for fixed talent, let's increase the pool of that talent and work together to make that happen. So, yes, you're referring to one of our initiatives as part of doing this, which is a national space internship program where we're bringing in diverse students to have a great experience at our company and hopefully pursue a career.
At what level? The college level?
Yes, we have reached out, and we in our first year, we got over 1,000 students applying for the initiative. We are making sure that not only do we bring them in to have a great summer experience, but we're going to try to help them develop as a cohort that get to know each other, to network with each other, hopefully inspire other students. And then the real test is, do we hire these students? Every year as an industry, we are reporting on metrics to show that we are making advances in terms of our technical workforce, the leadership at our companies, and we're making a difference at the universities and K through 12.
Right, because here's the thing, right, Steve? I mean, you know this. There are internships at some companies, maybe not yours, where it's a dead-end job and people are getting coffee and going and doing errands. Where the rubber meets the road is, do some people end up with real full-time work and meaningful work?
Yes, absolutely. And that is the right way that we should be judged. I think the thing that makes it, frankly, easier for our industry is we are doing some really super exciting things, you know, right now in space. And so students have a choice. They could choose to go at a large company to undertake some of these big efforts, or they can go to one of these early stage startup companies. And there's a lot. You know, last year in the United States, we set a record for the highest number of launches that we had. We had five times as many satellites launched last year than we did just 15 years ago. And we're actually looking to launch more satellites by the end of the decade than we've had in the history of our space program. So there is so much going on that there really is no shortage of high quality work.
What sorts of students, what kind of qualifications is the industry tending to look for? People who are studying technical fields?
Yes. I mean, a lot of the focus is on scientists and engineers with a variety of different backgrounds, from mechanical aerospace engineering to computer science. But as an industry, we also need people with non-technical backgrounds, because after all, they're the ones that also help our companies succeed as well. So, you know, we are looking for even people who are creative, that are artists, that can help us think differently, strategically pursue different and engage with our workforce and outside.
You hear a pushback, some who might say, why not get your interns based on qualifications only and don't add identity to those qualifications?
Yeah, that's a false choice. There is no shortage of the highest quality students that are out there. The problem that we have is we are not reaching those high quality students who have more of a diverse background. And so that's what our effort needs to be, is to really go where those students are, whether they're at major universities or things like historically Black colleges, But many often that these students, particularly with diverse backgrounds, don't necessarily see themselves as doing this kind of job. And so that's what this internship is about.
So have you had a cohort come through your particular company yet, or you'll see the first ones this summer?
Well, as part of the National Space Internship, this is going to be the first summer that we're doing it. Of course, our industry and my company has had a long history of internship programs. So, you know, we're going to build on the great experiences in the past. And what's nice about this coalition between the companies is we are sharing best practices. In fact, one of the things we're planning to do this summer is to have CEOs get on with virtual meetings with these students, talk about their careers, talk about their experiences, have these students meet with each other, take tours at our different companies so they can see some of the other exciting things that are going on.
Steve Isakowitz, President and CEO of the Aerospace Corporation. Mr. Isakowitz, thank you so much.
Thank you.